Hi there, Veronica. Elise having a look now at your stranger neighbor exposition assignment. Thank you so much for submitting that. You clearly had a lot of fun with this. Thank you very much. You had fun with the stranger exposition and made it suitably silly and ludicrous and stupid, although you'd be surprised that there are some people out there that come pretty close to that and think it's proper dialogue. So thank you for having a good time with that. Now, as far as the neighbor exposition goes, I think you've done a really lovely job with having them sound like they're people who know each other, still get a lot of information out, but also reveal some character while you're at it. So I think you've done a great job with that. Let's see if I have some specifics. Little things like in the dog one, it's Mrs. Cherry who says we need to take Snuffles to the vet. She's making weird noises, but it's also Mrs. Cherry who says, I just took her to get groomed. She's young. We shouldn't have to worry about her. So it seems odd that she's the one who's worried and then the one who says she shouldn't be worried. So I think you might want to reorganize who says what in that one, but where you get to is reasonable. I think that it's fun. See the mortgage. Great. I think it's very clear. That's it. We own the place. You sent it in $600,000 a day. We can now proudly claim this as property of Mr. and Mrs. Hank Cherry. That's lovely. It'd be fun if you got in some hint character-wise about the fact that, you know, what you did in the stranger part about that there are things that need to be fixed and the place is crumbling. So he might say we can proudly claim this crumbling property or this very old, you know, this tumble-down house. Some way of just very quickly clarifying that even though they've spent all this money and they own it, it needs a lot of work. You could get that in there, I think. The sink being clogged. Nice again, very succinct. I like how succinct and clear you are, and you're not having people go on and on. You probably could get a little bit more out of we should really get that garbage disposal fixed. I bet there would be a way to bring in the fact that it hasn't worked for 10 years. Something, you know, she could be sarcastic or cynical about, you know, 10 years later, you'd think you would have gotten the garbage disposal fixed or some kind of way to have fun with that piece of the information. And then the 2029, this is the hardest one. Everybody always has a rough time figuring out how anybody would do this. And I would say it's not clear to me why someone would say, what day is it? Tuesday, the 1st of January. Most of us are pretty aware when it's the 1st of January. So it does seem sort of strange that someone would wake up on New Year's Day and say, what day is it? So that it's a little bit of a rocky start to get off to. And oh, Happy New Year, like it's an afterthought, like they didn't celebrate, or even if they didn't celebrate, they knew it was New Year's the night before. So I would question this one a little bit. but good attempt, because this one is the hardest. It's really, you know, it's just not something people, generally speaking, bandy about with, you know, what year it is. But anyway, you got the idea of it. You had, you know, the right amount of silly fun with the stranger one, and I think you were reasonably succinct and character-driven with the neighbor exposition. So thanks so much for doing that, Veronica. And toodaloo.